said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
Right now, it was the thrashing of the Broncos last night. Again. At the hands of the Eels at Suncorp Stadium. 34-6, the full-time score in favour of the Eels.
I watched the first, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes of it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, go to bed.
It's late on a school night.
It's late on a school night.
Get up early to do the show, you know. But I'm going to play a bit of it here. This is the Eels' first try. But what I want you to listen to here is not the commentary. I want you to listen to the background. Mm-hmm. Because for the first time ever, the NRL did something they haven't done before. They put in crowd sound effects because there was less than 100 people at a 50-something thousand-seat stadium in Suncorp Stadium last night. Because there's no crowds because of COVID-19. And it was really weird that second round or third round, whatever it was, that they played with no crowds. They had no, like, background noise.
And you could hear all the tackles and the grunts and the swears. And
hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
It was really bad. So Channel 9, Foxtel, they all added some sound effects last night. So that's what you're listening for here. Don't listen to the commentary. Listen to the crowd in the background that wasn't actually there.
Straight and hard goes there.
Good,
we're going to check.
That will be
tackle three.
Video
referee.
No try.
He's got no try.
Confirming.
That's a try.
Fingers are on the ball as it hit the deck.
And this is a fatigue.
Right in the Corway, grounds the ball in the in goal. We have a decision.
Hear that?
That is crazy.
When try comes up on the screen, the crowd even cheers louder.
Got louder.
There's
which
no crowd
is so
there.
Funny because, as I said, I watched like 20 minutes of this game and I didn't even notice that they had added in these sound effects because it just sounded like normal.
And that's probably the sign that they did a very good job.
Yeah.
It sounded like normal footage of rugby league. That's really good because let's be honest, Gabby, the adding of the sound effects, like it could have been a hell of a lot worse.
Straight and hard goes there.
They're going to check video.
Have no try.
He's got no
just
try.
Confirming.
This came off on the back of a great run by Dylan Brown.
That's a try.
That's a try.
Grounds the ball in the in goal. We have a decision.
All things
they
considered.
Did a better job than you.
Good job, Channel 9.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
We're doing free sauce loving this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound quite right, does it?
No, we're doing shout outs to the heroes of Townsville who provide free sauce with a purchase.
It's after Glenn called us out after these comments were made on the show a mere 48 hours ago. Come down under, we'll give you a 4X and a meat pie at the gate.
Maybe a bit of sauce, but it might be 20 cents a sachet.
20 cents for the sauce, please. All right. Glenn writes, I don't know what year you two live in, but sauce packs haven't been 20 cents since the 80s. This week I paid 60. I've even paid 70 before daylight robbery. Bring back free sauce. Love the show, Glenn.
And it's not wrong. Inflation really has brought sauce sachets up, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Like maybe it was 20 cents back when we were at school, but these days.
Mate,
it's
I reckon
expensive.
That's how economists work out the rate of inflation. They just follow
the
tomato sauce sachet pricing.
Yes. But he's right. Bring back the free sauce. So that's why we want to do shout outs to the heroes of Townsville who do free sauce in the community. Chris has messaged us on Facebook saying the entertainment centre does free sauce and as much as you like.
I do remember that. What? Well, Crocs game back in the day.
Yeah. Well, I went to the Townsville Fire game, so at the basketball stadium there, and they were doing free pump sauce.
Yeah.
Get your chips and pump it on.
Karen, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Karen. Free sauce love. Who are we dishing it out to this morning?
Otto's at JCU. The girls are amazing and they chuck in the free sauce.
So it is in sachet form, but they give you as many as you like for free.
Well, I had two with my sausage roll the other day.
So,
are you two sauces on a sauce? Gabby does two sauces on a sauce.
You need two.
Well, you've got to have one with every bite.
Yeah.
That's too much sauce.
You squirt it on, have a bite. Squirt it on, have a bite. You need two for that.
Yep.
One's a fine covering.
With Gabby with this one, Cliffy.
Yeah, she's with me.
Right. Karen. I don't know. I just think you're going to OD on tomato sauce, you two.
Well, just focus on the free heroes here.
There is too much of a good thing.
Never.
It exists.
Nope.
13, 12, 16, if you've got a free sauce hero. Thanks for that one, though, Karen. We'll go to Dave next. Dave, free sauce. Where are we going, bro?
Bunnings snags.
Bunnings.
Of course.
Bunnings are the arbiters of all things free sauce, I would say.
Free onion, too.
I'm waiting for the snags to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it's not far away, but you know when the Snags come back, we're really on the up and up out of this pandemic. It's a sign.
You know what? Yeah, some people talk about opening of state borders.
Yeah.
Some people talk about loosening restrictions.
Nah, it's all about the snag.
We measure success with bringing back Bunnings Snags. But they, mate, they honestly...
And onions on top.
Onions on top. Yeah, well, that's...
It's going to be onions underneath. You know it.
You know that. You've got to be safe. Safety first.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby. Now on Hit 103.1.
There's been so many Zoom incidents over the past 2 months with people getting used to doing a lot more video conferencing from home and not realising, I guess, the boundaries. But this one poor mum has been caught out naked.
I feel sorry for this woman.
I do too.
This is not a useless mum on technology,
no.
Not knowing how it works.
No, so her name's Ashley and her video's gone viral because what she did, she set up her three daughters on their computers in their own rooms and then she went to have a shower in her ensuite. While she was in the shower, one of her daughters, her seven-year-old, decided to move her computer into the master bedroom, sit on her mum's bed and Zoom her classmates. Ashley didn't know that that was happening. And you know what? I'm going to let her tell the story.
So because, this is the mom.
Yes, I'm going to let Ashley tell how she was caught naked on Zoom.
Guys, I watch all of these videos and people on the internet and I don't believe it. And then it just happened. I was in the shower and then I got out of the shower and I walked across my bedroom to get my clothes and all of a sudden I heard my seven-year-old from my bed go, "Hang on, Bella." And then Bella goes, "I think we need to hang up. We might all be in trouble." And I looked and my seven-year-old was Zooming her friends from my bed and then naked. Do I like write an apology note to all of
I don't know what's funnier. Like the fact that her daughter's classmates all saw her naked.
What?
Or just her retelling the story. I can listen to her say anything.
Oh, it's so good.
No, thoughts to that mother. It's just
and all the other mothers of those kids.
You know, whatever kids,
Get up. With Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
At the moment, we are talking movies that scarred you as a child because Mamma Mia put up the seven truly terrifying moments from The Witches that we still haven't recovered from as a kid. Yeah. And it's true. The Witches was horrifying.
Oh, God, this woman, this ugly witch with her big nose. Like yelling at the
and
other witches.
Good for nothing worm.
And do you remember at the end of this scene, they find the two little boys?
Yeah, and they turn
and
them
they
into
mice. Turn them into mice.
It was horrifying. And just when they took their faces off and it revealed the ugly witch face. Oh, it was horrifying. But the movie that got me as a kid was E.T. because it really introduced me to losing someone you love because right at the end when E.T. goes home, he's been trying to go home the whole time, so I should have known it was going to happen. But when he went home and the kids were sad...
I believe it's even on the poster. E.T. go home. Like, it's pretty much
but
everywhere.
I was devastated. I was so young and my mum had to cradle me because I was uncontrollably crying.
So you were not familiar with the concept of loss?
No, of losing someone. It was a big... big lesson to learn.
And thus began Gabby's hatred of all things Steven Spielberg right there.
Is that Steven Spielberg? No wonder I hate
you
him.
You really know very little about this movie. 13, 12, 16. All right, we're taking calls now. Give us the movie that just scarred you for life as a kid. Alicia, what movie was it for you, mate?
Well, actually, kind of, it's not as a kid. It's actually as an adult. It's a kid's movie as an adult that's kind of...
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Inside Out.
Oh, Inside Out. Yeah, that's the DreamWorks animated movie. Yeah.
Yes! I called it that.
Yeah, I think because, like, struggling with, like, mental health and stuff like that, with all of the emotions and everything, it's just like, whoa.
Yeah, that was an intense movie.
Alicia, you make a really good point. Like, a lot of those animated movies have very heavy themes. Like, look it up.
Yeah.
The guy.
And you don't understand that as a kid, though, hey.
Oh,
but
no.
As an adult, woof.
Now, 13, 12, 16, who's this?
It's Lance.
And what's the movie that messed you up as a kid?
Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, yeah.
What were you watching that as a kid for?
I walked in just as it was finishing at 10. Yeah. And then, the hollowed out body and him looking through the skulls.
Totally.
Oh, I remember, that is remember not the, a children's movie.
Remember the old-fashioned song that played on the record?
Creepers. Creepers.
Where'd you get those peepers? So bad. Peepers. Wow. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Jess,
what's the movie for you?
Stuart Little.
Oh, really? Why?
Wow, yeah. The Little Mouse.
Yeah, the little mouse. So they adopt Stuart Little, the little mouse, and then the cat tricks him into believing that they don't want him anymore, and he goes to find his real parents, and the real parents are just actors, and they act like they don't want him, and it just absolutely horrified me, thinking that someone's not going to want me. Oh, my God.
Oh, that is horrifying. You're right.
But I haven't even seen the movie, and you've just made me sad telling me about it. Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1. There are a lot of lawn fanatics out there, to the point where there's even lawn porn Facebook pages where everyone shares how fantastic their lawn is.
There's local ones. There's a Townsville lawn porn page.
And you are always talking about how after you mow the lawn, you get a beer and you just stand there looking at it, looking at how good it is.
I can stand there for 20 minutes just staring at the job I've done.
People love lawn porn. And I've always thought, like, it's always in an online forum where you're reading different comments. But I can imagine that it would sound pretty sexy in your mind. And today in the paper, there's actually an entire article on the lawn at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. It's a full pager just on the curation of the grass.
Shout out to Bruce.
Yes,
he is the
long.
Yeah, so Bruce, he used to be at 1300 Smile Stadium. Mm. Before that, I believe he was at the MCG.
Wow.
It might have been the Gabba. I can't remember.
He's got a lot of lawn knowledge.
I mean, I guess he is the king of lawn porn.
He is.
In North Queensland.
And he can talk for a full page of the paper just about the lawn. But what I want to do, there's just an excerpt about how he cuts the lawn for speed and why. And I'm going to read it in the way that I think everyone reads lawn porn in their mind. So this is what people hear in their head when they're looking at lawn porn. You ready?
Go for it.
Bruce Foraker cuts the turf at Queensland Country Bank Stadium at 20 millimetres.
Yes.
About 15 millimetres shorter than most NRL grounds on the East Coast.
Oh, naughty boy.
I like cutting it down nice and low, he said. I like a nice, quick game, and I think it looks a lot tidier.
Oh, Bruce.
Wow. Hey, is that what you hear when you're looking at lawn porn?
Yes, it's totally what I hear, and I never thought I was going to come into this morning's show by saying things like, oh, Bruce, oh, Bruce. That's a first. Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1. There's some really intense scenes and footage coming from Minneapolis this morning where riots have broken out. They started as protests and became a little more violent after the death of a black man, George Floyd, who was being arrested and a police officer knelt on his neck until he was unresponsive.
The video footage is shocking.
It is shocking, and the community are calling for the police officers to be arrested because of what happened. They've been fired, but they have not been arrested, and it's turned into what can only be explained as anger and pain that's turned into violent riots.
Riots, full-blown looting.
Yeah, and it's just really, really intense in the States at the moment.
Look, there's a guy who we believe is, like, right in the middle of the scene at the moment. His name's Tim Avia. He's a reporter with Nine News. Tim, morning, mate. Can you tell us exactly where are you right now?
We're in downtown Minneapolis where the riots have been happening.
So talk us through what is actually happening in these riots.
Well, last night we saw things really kick off. You know, there was an auto zone. You may have seen pictures of that. Once that burnt down, I think that was local say, that sort of really gave the green light to everyone when they realised that no one was going to stop them. There were no police around. They barricaded themselves inside the police station because they are fearful of their own safety because there were just too many people out to be able to control. So now we've seen 30 buildings have been torched. Right now we're at the Target, which you may have seen pictures of that as well. It is continuing to be looted. People just going in. All the fire sprinklers are on. The building's flooded. They're all along the shopping strip. The pharmacy, the grocery store, the supermarkets, even the laundromat. They've just smashed everything. People just walking in, taking what they want, walking out in broad daylight. There is no police to be seen. And most of these people, a lot of these people are actually just opportunists who are taking advantage of the situation to steal what they want.
But obviously, there is a lot of looting going on, a lot of theft and all that. Is it, this is going to sound like a strange question, but is it overly violent? Are there people hurting other people? Like, are you seeing that?
No, we were told one store owner, a pawn shop owner last night, he, P-A-W-N, by the way, he shot an intruder who was trying to get into his shop and killed him. We are hearing reports of that. Mostly, though, it seems fairly peaceful because there aren't any... The people here, their beef is with the police and there aren't any police around. So people are just going in and taking what they want.
Wow.
Some locals told us there are people in the supermarket with guns, looters inside with guns. We haven't seen that ourselves. That's what we're told. But at the moment, it's just a free-for-all. Everyone just comes in, takes what they want. They wheel out trolley fulls of groceries,
wow,
even lamps, everything I've seen, and they fill up their cars and drive off.
And you're right in the midst of it, so you have absolutely no fear for your own safety at the moment?
Oh, look, at the moment, you know, the first thing you do is make clear to everyone you're from Australia, that especially, you know, with the racial tensions at the moment, that helps nullify a lot of tension. They're more curious about what we're doing here. Look, there has been a couple of moments when people have been a little bit hostile, but you would just move away from that. And once you move away from it, they're generally okay. You're not in their face. But look, the vibe at the moment is fairly calm. I mean, after dark, that is expected to change. The protest here say the city will continue to burn until those police officers who are involved in that death of George Floyd are arrested. So, look, it feels like it's fairly calm at the moment, but things have certainly changed very, very quickly.
The footage we are seeing on Channel 9 this morning is just something else. It's absolute chaos in Minneapolis this morning. 9 News reporter Tim Avia, stay safe. Thank you so much for your time, Tim.
Thank you.